Okay, so we're going to talk a little about some halachas of Chanukah. I think last year I just machine gunned a bunch of halachas, but I think this time we'll go a little more slowly. And so we'll start with the Gemara, the Chav Gimel Amud Aleph in Shabbos. That's where the sugyas of Chanukah are. And if you look on that first page, it's the two dots right before where it gets wide. Amr b'chir barashi amr rab. Hamadlik nir shal chanako tzarech levarech. Somebody may obviously make a, you know, you light, you gotta make a bracha. Rav Yirmiya amr haroya nir shal chanako tzarech levarech. If you just see the nir of chanako, you just see it, you're walking down the street, you see it, you also have to make a bracha. Amr Rav Yehuda yayim rishayin haroya mevarech beiz umadlik mevarech gimel. On the first day of chanako, so if you're walking and you see somebody lighting the Chanukah, you make two brachas. And if you're doing avakah, then you make three brachas. And then, mikan ve'eloch, madlik, mevarech, shtayim, v'ray, mevarech, achas. So then, from here on in, the second day until the eighth day, so the madlik makes two brachas, like we know, and araya makes one bracha.
Araya?
Araya is someone who sees, we're referring to him as araya. So araya is somebody who sees the Ner Chanukah, so the Gemara says you have to make a bracha. Not just a bracha if you're lighting the menorah. You also have to make a bracha if you're raya, walking down the street. You make sense. So let's see what the gather of a raya is. So we take a look at Rashi. Rashi says on a raya, it's further up on the page than where the Gemara starts. About probably 10 lines from where it gets skinny. 10 lines down. Haraya is the last word in the line. Yeah. Haraya. So ha'ayver b'shuk. Someone's going through the shuk. V'raya ba'echad ha'chatzeres doylek. He sees that one of the chatzeres has a red diesel light outside. So he sees that one of the chatzeres there's a chanukah. U'matzasi b'shem Rabbeinu Yitzchak ben Yehuda sha'amer m'shem Rabbeinu Yaakov. I saw this from Rabbeinu Yitzchak. That what? The lehus k'ko brachazu ela l'mi shalai hidlik be'beisai adayim. Only this bracha of Birchas Saraya is only if you did not yet light at home. If you lit at home, then there's no inyan to make a bracha of Birchas Saraya. Or he says, Oy li yoshe b'sfina. Or if you're sitting in a boat. Okay, so the clear mashmayus of Rashi is right, is that this is only if you lit already. If you didn't light yet, you had a late day at the office, you couldn't get home early. You're going home, everyone already lit. You see the Chanukah, you see the menorahs. You gotta make a bracha. Bracha's all right. According to Rashi.
Even if you go to light?
No.
Which bracha do you make?
You make a bracha. You make the two regular brachas. You don't say Lahadik and Shulchan. You just say Shas and Nisim. Or he says, Oy li yoshev b'sfina. Or somebody sitting in a sfina. So just, let's ask the idol. What is li yoshev b'sfina? Well, what's the ghetto? So you're sitting in a boat and what? And therefore, it's not feasible for you to light the Benaira? What's the posh understanding of the Yosha B'sfina? So someone, he didn't get home yet to light, so he's on the way home, he didn't light yet. Or he's sitting in the Sfina.
Are we trying to say someone
he's sitting in a boat
not lighting? So why give that example? There's other examples of people who are not going to light.
I mean, because he can't, what do you say? Because what?
Yeah.
What's the reason why this Yosha B'sfina is makes a bracha? Because he's not going to light.
Sorry, so
is that the reason?
That's what I want to know. This is going to come up later. That's what I want to know. What the Pashta, you know, without being corrupted by anything I'm going to show you.
What's the content? Right,
well, Rashi's pretty cryptic.
Yeah, so I mean, so just. Yeah, so just Pashta, I mean, just. Right, no, I mean, there's no. I mean, just this is just. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, just push down the rush. What's the Yosha B'sfina? He's a guy sitting in a boat. He's in a boat, so he's...
Just an example of a person that doesn't have a ability to light.
So I think, so push I would think that it's because you don't have any way to light. You're in a boat. You didn't bring your Chanukah with you and you're stuck in a boat. So what are you supposed to do?
You can still see someone's chatzar, so it's not like you're in the middle of nowhere.
Right, so therefore you can make a Birchas Arayah. So that's what Rashi's saying. Rashi's saying that when you negate to say Birchas Arayah, either you didn't get home yet, you didn't have the time to light yet, and you see Chanukah list, or you just see Pashat, you're stuck in a matzah where you can't light. And you see other...
It's not Nichol on the first part.
Yeah, but... Wait, or he's just giving you two out. I mean, just that's what I'm saying. Is he saying a chiddush here, or is he saying just okay? Yeah, what?
It's a strange case.
Because if he could see the Chanukah, that means he's not in a matzah where they can't light. He's probably very close to the shore.
Well, maybe he's leaving. Maybe I don't know. Maybe he's there. They're going on the side of the shore.
Maybe he lives in a boat.
You're saying because they're gonna dock obviously soon.
He's mamash right there. So maybe the chiddush is that if you don't have to trick yourself to be going somewhere.
So you're saying the yosha sfina might be in that you're sitting in the sfina. You're gonna get home. You're gonna get home late. But now you're sitting in the sfina, so the same thing as the case before.
Right, exactly.
You're going to go home late.
No, that would be covered by the first case.
Exactly. So that's why I
don't know. So maybe it's something. Maybe he's just saying two options. No, you don't want to say that. You want to say two.
Maybe somebody who lives in a boat, like you have a harbor with like houseboats. So not going to light it. Maybe they don't want to ignite fires on the boats.
Why Yoshin?
No, here's what I'm saying. Then he's saying that Yoshin, it sounds like you're just there temporarily.
Right. It should say Lashon of
like that, or you live in a boat.
It sounds to me like the first case is that you're going to go home, and then in this case, you're not going to go home. Sounds to me like it's Misha like his Bisha dying, or you're not going to your Bisha.
Right, so then
just say that.
So right, so I mean, so the two. So I mean, the first one's a bigger chiddush. You're saying first one's a bigger chiddush because you're going to be home, you're going to be lighting, and still you make a bit of saraya, or someone who just pashed is not a gear to light. He's stuck in a boat. That's what I would think. I would think that Liyosha Sinu just means the guy pashed. He's stuck in a boat. He can't light. And then he sees this. Right. What I'm saying, but the first one would be a bigger chiddush, right?
Yeah. Okay. Being on a ship, you can't schedule your departure. They schedule your departure.
I mean, so maybe you're just stuck there.
Let's say you're traveling out of town. So if you're going in your own wagon, so wait until it's lift and light. But by the guy in his ship, he has to be on the ship. So he'll look out, he can see, but he can't stay home until he has to be on the ship because the ship's going to be.
Yeah, okay. So anyway, fine. So this Rashi, but the first thing that he says that he did not light yet. So this inyan that there's still an inyan of Birchas Haraya, even though you're going to light. I mean, this would be Negea for us all the time. That this is there's a number of sheets of Shana in the whole like this. There's a Mordechai, there's a Meiri. And now let's get to the Ran. So the Ran, the next page. So it's on the right side, near the bottom, before it gets wide. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi. See that? Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi.
Before it gets wide.
This bracha was not, you're not required to make this bracha. He didn't light yet. Also, somebody in his house did not light for him. And he's also not going to light later on in the night. Without that, then he would not be mechuyev in the bracha. We never find that someone who's yoitz in the mitzvah has to go make a bracha, Birchas Haraya. So according to the Ran says, clearly not like Rashi. No. Someone who's going to eventually light at home, you're not just going to, every guy, otherwise everyone's going to make a Birchas Haraya before they get home. The guy's a little late. So the Ran says, no, if you're going to light that night, then you do not have the mitzvah of Birchas Haraya. That's the Ran. The Rashba also goes like that.
Rashi says clearly that if you're going to go light at home, then you should make a bracha still.
Rashi says you do not light Adayin.
As long as you're right. As long as you haven't made
a bracha yet. Nishalai hidlik bebesai Adayin. Which is my pasha diakon Rashi. Anyway, so that's the Ran. The Meiri also says like Rashi also. The Mordechai also. So the Ran holds like this, the Rashba holds like this also, and the Rashba says, in such a stark lashon, the Rashba says that those people that hold, that they're going to light later, but still there's any Birchas Haraya, he says, Ein lahem al masha yismuchu. That's what the Rashba says. They don't have anything to be saimachan, this Shitas, what seems to be Shitas Rashi.
So does anybody say that there's a Birchas Haraya nowadays? Nobody.
So let's see, let's take a look at the Mechaber. So Mechaber, let's see what the Mechaber Pasman is like. So now I'll go to Mishnah Berurah. Tafrei Shain Vav Siv Gimel. So Tafrei Shain Vav Siv Gimel, it says, Mishalai Hidlik V'einai Asid Lahadlik V'Oysa Laila. Someone who did not light yet and is not going to light in the future. V'gamei Malikin Alav V'Saych Beisai. And also nobody lit in his house for him. Kisharaya Ner Chanukah Nevarech Sh'asa Nisim. When he sees the Ner Chanukah, then you should make a bracha, Shas Nisim. That's the bracha that you make, because the bracha is a raya. U'bala Rishim, V'arakam Shachiyano. And also the first night you would say Shachiyano. Okay. So you see the Mechaber is clearly passing like the Rashba and the Ran. Not, it seems not like Rashi. So Now let's get to the next page of the handout, which is the Taz. We then go to the Taz, Siv Gimel. Taz says, V'ein le'asa v'halak. So he's going on this Mechaber. The Mechaber says that you're not, right, you're not going to light in the future. And he brings Rashi. He says, B'Rashi kosev this matzasi b'shem Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yehuda, Shamar Shmur ben Yaakov, le'huskul baruch hu zol mishal le'hidlak b'beis ha'adayim. Oy le'yosh b'sfina ad kan l'shayna. Yeah, so he brings down Rashi. Miloshin adayin, mashma l'chayra, afal pisha achakak yidlak b'beisai. So he's saying, yeah, the deek that we made is a right deek, up to that. That the fact Rashi says Adayin, so that means that the guy is, even if the guy's going to eventually light in his house, he has to make a Berachas Raya. Aval ha-tur lo pirish kach var, but the tour does not explain Rashi like that. El ha-loshin Adayin, lav dafka. This loshin of Rashi says Adayin, eh, it's lav dafka. Degam achakach lo yalek. Rashi really means that the guy's not going to light later either. Rashi never means to say that if you're going to light later, you also have, you also have a mitzvah of Berachas Arayah. Valkei medama isai v'yoshev esfina. That's why he's medamet to yoshev esfina. Because yoshev esfina, the guy has no intention to delay. He's not going home. That's why Rashi says, oy yoshev esfina. Laila. Yeah, avam yalek achakach v'yoshev laila lo yivarech ariyah kivin yochel v'yoshev achakach v'yoshev. Even Rashi is masking. So the Taz comes and says, listen, we have a, you know, a passing Michael, not like Rashi. So the Taz says, no, really.
What's the oy? Why is it oy? It seems like it's an alternative case, an alternative situation.
Right, so
it
seems like.
An example is like, you know, it would say, like, for example.
Right, so you're saying you should have just said it more clearly. He doesn't mean, you know, like to say.
It's an alternative.
Just say these are the two examples. So, I mean, yeah, I mean. I'm saying like Taz, it's not like a chiddush. There's no chiddush between Sfina and yeah.
That's the Pashut reading of Rashi.
Yeah, no, for sure not the Pashut reading. Rashi says Adayin. I mean, he's throwing up on Rashi. So if you take a look at the Bir Agra, see the Bir Agra there, Siv Gimel, right on that page, right there. You see where it says Bir Agra?
Mm-hmm.
It's a tougher time. You say see Siv Gimel.
Yeah.
So he says Ran. He's saying who's Mechaber quoting? Mechaber's coming from Ran Vator. Vayin Shem Baran, Av B'Mordechai L'Mashra Kain, Vayin Shem, V'Chei Nira Das Rashi. So Rashi also seems like the Mordechai who does not go like the Ran. So the guy is not learning like the Taz. The Taz is learning that, right, so in a way, the Taz is being Machzik Rashi. Because on the one hand, he's trying to make Rashi Shtim with the Halacha, on the other hand, he's being Machzik the words of Rashi. So the guy, they're not learning like the Taz, and the guy's no. Rashi holds that you'd have to make a bracha, Berachas Arayah. So we're not possible like Rashi. So now take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Vav. So on this halacha, Mishnah Berurah says, V'garmei Malikin. It says, V'yesh paiskim desavri. So some paiskim, some paiskim that hold, even if they know that the guy, even somebody knows that they're lighting for him in his house, since he himself is not lighting, even though they're lighting for him at home, he would still have to make the bracha on the riyah. So he does bring down these shitas. And if you see where there's a test there in the Mishnah Berurah, and he brings in the test, he brings down the shittas that hold like this, which is the Mordechai, the Gain, in the name of Rashi, also the Meiri. And he says, look at the Eli Rav. The Eli Rav says, a lot of Rishonim hold like this. This isn't just a Rashi shita and Das Yachid. There's a lot of Rishonim that hold that even though you're going to light Chanukah, if someone is lighting for you, you see the Chanukah, you're supposed to make a Berachas Arayah. And he says, not like the Taz who says the Mordechai is a Das Yachid. He says that it's not a Das Yachid. There's many, many Rishonim. So that's what Mishnah Berurah is bringing down, that there's many Rishonim. But still, he says, Umikol Makayim, at the end, Mishnah Berurah says, Umikol Makayim, Einoi Kedai, Lasses Kim Lamaisa. Lamaisa, you should not make the Brachas Haraya. Why? Because the famous Klal, Yesoi, the Suffolk Brachas Lahakal. You always go Suffolk Brachas Lahakal that you did not make the Bracha. So you have a big Machlekas over here, whether you should make a Brachas Haraya when you're coming home from work. The halach is that since it's Machlekas, it's a big machlok. It's a suffik brachas lahakum.
Well, what's the nature of the brachas arayah? What is it? It's not obviously. It's not. You're not being.
You're not being yetzer your mitzvah. It's more like...
No, you're not being yetzer your mitzvah. Right. Halakha is near at all.
It's a pesuvei nisadik bracha.
It's like a special bracha that was misakim by the Hanukkah one for pesuvei nisadik.
It's pesuvei nisadik.
Right, that type of thing. It's not, for sure not... Yeah, you're right. You're not, you're not being yetzer.
What's steer about seeing it light later?
No, it's no steer. The question is there a chiyuv b'chal? If you're going to light anyway, so then you're going to get pesuvei nisadik. I mean,
yeah,
you don't need to make a bracha zaraya then. I mean, what's...
Okay, so you'll make a bracha matuk nesha Hanukkah, you know?
No, so you're saying why not make two brachas? But if you make a, if you just make a,
because
if you just make a, if you just make first the halak nishal chanukah, you never make it. So right. So I mean, it's not, maybe it's a bracha shein
tzricha. Yeah, but it's for nisa. Is there a cap on pesuvei nisa?
Yeah, I mean, well, it's you cannot make a bracha zaraya if you make halak nishal chanukah, right?
I hear. Okay.
That's right. So I mean, so obviously that even though yeah, there's a nice pesuvei nisa out there, but you can't just make a bracha.
So you can't make a bracha on what? On the seeing?
Yeah.
No, but let's say you see it and you say Shas and Nisim, and then you go home and say, Ratz Nershachan, what's the problem with that?
No, so if you did already, maybe there's no problem. But I mean, to do it L'chavchila, maybe it's a Bracha Shein Esricha.
Well,
the
Havlet or Shas and Nisim?
The first one, because you're right.
Do you know the Nusach of the Bracha Shein Esricha? What's the Nusach?
Shas and Nisim.
Shas and Nisim.
Yeah.
Well, you won't say that later. You won't say Shas and Nisim later.
I mean, don't say Shas and Nisim later, just say the Havlet.
Yeah.
I hear, but I mean, it didn't seem like this was an option. It seems like, you know, either if you're gonna be lighting it, then. But I hear. I mean, you want to say that when you see it, you say Shas Nisim, and then later when you're lighting, just say Lahadik Ner and then Shantiyana. But really, if it's the first night, you're supposed to say Shantiyana also. The first when you say.
So you say Shantiyana with Haraya on the first night.
If you're being Yaitza Abirchas Haraya, then you say Shantiyana. So I don't know if you'd say Shantiyana on just lighting. Could be you would. Because it could be Shachinah is not going on this man by Hanukkah.
Right,
but this is getting into a different segment.
Right, it's like, hey, let's see, whatever reason you missed the first night.
Right, so then should you say Shachinah? Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I don't know enough to.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, fine. So that's the Nazi. So Ramosha is the next page. Ramosha has a. Gives us the case of when it is Negev Berachas Haraya. So it seems like Mishabru, it's almost come out not Negev. Because everyone's going home. Everyone's going home to light. You know, Berachas Haraya is come out not Negev. So Moshe says, and this is it, it's by Hay. See Hay? Mm-hmm. And it's the second paragraph. So this is actually talking about the Bakum and Yeshiva, which we know Moshe's big sheet was that the Bakum and Yeshiva is a whole machlok is whether you should light in the dining room. We should light in the dorm room. So Rav Moshe holds you should light in the dorm. He says, unless obviously he says, it's going to be a sakana. He says, you have to have one roommate has to stay there. Watch it. Make sure that, you know, just make sure that everything's going to be safe. Okay, so the second paragraph. So he says, Misha ain't like bias klal. Someone who does not have a house at all, he's homeless. V'yoshim b'chutz. He sleeps on the street. K'goy shenimtsa b'midbar. V'gam k'she'ir sh'lehoye b'beisai. Or it happens to be that he was not in his house. V'yir b'derach kol alaylo. He's a bachelor. He has his own house. Nobody lives with him. And he has to go away on business. And he was on the road the entire night. V'ein lo mishiyalek b'beisai. No one can light for him in his house. Mashma mirashi Shabbos tafchav gimel amad al. That's mashma from this Rashi that we read. Divrei maskul haraya. Shakosav shebirchas haraya hu kishu yoshe b'sfina. So it's mashma from this Rashi that birchas haraya is when someone's sitting in the sfina. V'hataz b'simin tafresh ayin sif katan gimel. It's really, I think this is a mistake. It's really tafresh ayin vav. But it is that taz that we spoke about. The taz b'simin tafresh ayin sif katan gimel. Shehu dafku kishol yada kol alayla. It's only somebody who did not light the entire night. V'mayachayv lahadlik. V'mayachayv lahadlik af b'chutz u'b'sfina. My taima ain't a malik shem. So he's saying somebody who does not have a house, or someone's away from his house, and no one can light from in his house. So he says, this is what Rashi is saying, that you have a chiyuv b'rachas haraya. So he says, that why am I saying that? Let's say the guy brought his travel-sized menorah with him. The guy brought a travel-sized menorah with him, and he wants to light his menorah. Huh?
We're on the Sfina he's talking about?
Yeah, well, he happens to be talking about his case, but yeah, but he's going to shtel to the Sfina case.
The child is holding the lighting, a regular, so people should have to see when you're lighting. If he's on a Sfina... by himself, and there's no one going to see.
Okay, but no. Let's say I'm saying people will see, or people on the screen will see. No, there's he's not by himself. There will be presuming he's assumed. Actually, definitely, like, you'll have that. So he's saying, but he's saying, like they say, somebody who's not, right, he's not on his own. So he's not on his own. He doesn't have a house, or he's, whatever, he's on a business trip. He, no one's at home. And he brought his pocket-sized menorah with him, or whatever, his travel-sized menorah. So so he says, so why can't that, what, he, but he's saying that person has a birchas harayah. That's what he starts with. He's saying, this is what Rashi's saying, that you have a birchas harayah. So he says, because, what's his raya? He says, because Rashi says that somebody who's sitting in a svina has a chiyav birchas harayah. So he says that Rashi must be talking about the guy who has menorah with him. Right, he says, if this person on the Sfina was mechuyev to light menorah, af mechutz of a Sfina, if this person was my taima in a madlik sham, why doesn't he light on the Sfina? Why should he make a birchas harayah? Why are you copping out? Light the menorah. Vim kavodas Rashi, and if Rashi's kavodah was, this is not emotional as Rashi. The aim lahem b'Sfina ner lahad. If Rashi means that here on the Sfina, so who has a menorah on the Sfina? If that's what Rashi meant, have a leila haskerzeh. So Rashi should have said, you don't have a menorah with you. Why did you say a case? You should have a say, the case of birchas harayah is when a guy is walking, doesn't have a menorah with him. So he's saying, the fact that he doesn't say that, it's mashma, that even if he has a menorah with him, so he has a menorah, he could light on the sfina. He's nothing stopping him. Still, he shouldn't light and he should make a birchas harayah. That's what Rashi means to say.
When we said the case of the boat
was. That's what he said. Megamim makavada she'ein sham neiris. If he means that there's no neiris there, like hadle loymer elamish she'ein loyneiris, he should say that somebody doesn't have a light. Shalachein mashma she'ein mitzad ha'oynis. It's not because the guy doesn't have a light. Elamishum she'av she'ika neiris lekachiyav shaloy b'bayis. That's the thing, there's no chiv to light unless you're in a house. If you're not in a house, you have no chiv.
How about in somebody else's house?
Separate question.
So that's a different question. That's something we have. Maybe we'll get to that. I hope we get to that.
You're in your own house.
So he's saying right now you're not in a house, you're in a boat. Or you're homeless. Right? Or you left your house and now you're traveling. So even though you have a house, you're traveling. But you're not in your house. So the chiyuv, he's saying the chiyuv is only when you're in your house. You can bring your menorah with you from today. You're driving in your car, you have your menorah, you're all ready for the trip. Because even though it's going to be Zman Neir, you're going to light on the side of the road, you'll sit there for a half hour. You're not Yaitza. That's not what chiyuv that is. That's not Hanukkah.
The chiyuv's on the house.
The chiyuv is the chiyuv's on the house.
Not on top of the car.
Hotel.
So if you're in a hotel, yeah, no one.
Okay, so that's a whole different child. There's a sheet that holds it. It's true from Marsham that if you're in a hotel where you're paying for your room, so since you're paying for the room, it's like your house. So then maybe you can be here. Maybe it's considered your house.
That's not our case, though. That's not. We're talking about he has no room.
But right, we're talking about the guy has no room. The guy has no house.
But I've heard be very careful in that realm because when you're renting, like say at a hotel. Most owners of hotels will not allow fire in their rooms, so it would be either if they're actually going against the owner. Like, it's not even just that they should.
Anyway, even though you should light in the dining room anyway, even
that's
though
Bashamish. That's the main thing.
Right, Bashamish, yeah, okay. But anyway, that's the question. So, first of all, it's amazing how emotional and rash. I mean, Pasha Rashi is that you're in a sphere, no way to light. He's saying, no, you have your melee with you, but you just see you're not in
the house.
It's a din of the bias. That's what emotional
is.
The guy has him in there. Yeah, he has him in there. And still,
it's
not. Right.
What other sheet? All other rishonim don't claim this is leader hashem. It's nothing. They basically everyone assumes that's an option. Why the rishonim don't learn that?
What?
The one that like there is no Indian to light on the road itself.
Why should there be? No. Why should there be?
Rishonim says that there's no even if you had your candles with you every year.
Right.
You,
there's no Indian to light.
So what? All the rishonim would say that you don't
what are you saying? It's Mahajan?
Why
everyone goes
against...
Okay, fine. All right, so let's take a look at Tafresh Ayin Zayin Siv Gimel. Okay, so now we're good. We basically have Birchas HaRaya down, right? We have Birchas HaRaya. my son is Malazah, it's Kamat, not Negeya. But the guy always has a house, he's going home, he's going to be in the house, he's not going to be homeless, he's going, you know, he's not, never has anybody home and he's not in a hotel or something. So it's Kamat, not Negeya. So now it's
a plane, that's really.
Well, the guy's flying in a plane. Mm-hmm. You know, usually has somebody at home. I mean your whole family. Your whole family's on the plane. No, right, the whole plane. No, but then that should be the Sfina. The plane should be the same thing as the Sfina. And besides, they're not gonna let you. Anybody that tampers with the smoke detectors.
Smokeless
candles. okay, so Siv Gimel. So now that it seems that it's clear what we have, let's see, take a look at Tafir Shai Zion Siv Gimel, which just seems like a little bit of a monkey wrench into this whole thing.
Tafir Shai Zion?
Siv Gimel.
Okay.
Yeshayim. Tafir Shayin Zayin, yeah, Siv Gimel. Yeshayim. Sha'af al pisham alikin lo besaych besay. Im hu b'makim she'ein bo Yisrael, madlik b'brachas. Even though they light for you in your house. So you're yoytze yechiyev ha'makas. So then the chayra, according to what the Mechaber's passing earlier, there would be no b'rachas haraya. Still, if you're in a place where there's no yidin, you should make a bracha. You should light the menorah with brachas. Why, Zakhtar Ma? Ki chayiv lirais haneiris. Because you're mechuyiv to see the neiris. And now the Ramah says v'chei noyag. And that's the minute. So right away, Meshabrua, before we get any invite there, Meshabrua says v'kat nyadala. Ki chayiv lirais. Zeh soyser l'simen tafer shayin vav siv gimel. This is a stira to what we said, the Mechaber passing tafer shayin vav siv gimel. The Sefer Shem, the Kishamah Likim Bebeisai, ain't Sarach Lavar Chalariya. What's the whole reason why you're making a bracha here? Why are you lighting over here? It's because the Chayav Liris and Neris, because you're Mechiv to see the Neris. What do you mean? You're not Mechiv to see the Neris. Somebody's lighting from you. There's no Berach Saraya. According to what we passed earlier. V'din dekan hum in a Mordechai. This halach is the Mordechai. V'sham sasam ha-mechaber kishari paiskim. Shacholkin alav. And over there, the Mechaber said like the other Paisim, the Rajbo, the Ra, the other Paisim that are Chaylik, that say that if somebody lights you at home, then there's no Berachas Haraya. So V'lachain, the Mishmur says, V'lachain Ladina ain linai kem lahadik v'bracha. So therefore, the minig is not to light with a bracha. Elam kain sheyaymar, unless he says, She'eit haraitz alatzei spahad lakas ishtai, kumayshe kosev r'machazan. Unless he says, Mephesh, he doesn't want to be yaitzah with what they're lighting for him at home. So generally, whenever you have the Mechaber who brings down two shitas, how do you know what the Mechaber's passing? He brings the halach is like this, and he says the Yeshayim in this. No, so Stam and Yeshayim, halach is Kistam, usually. That's the Mechaber. When the Mechaber brings the Stam and then the Yeshayim, we pass them like, when the Mechaber brings two shitas. When maybe the Ramah says the Yeshayim, you know, we go and bring the Ramah. When the Mechaber brings two shitas, Stam and Yeshayim. So halach is, he's passing like the Stam. He's bringing Yeshayim that you should know about. You should know maybe if you want to be mach, whatever. The halach is like the Stam. So that's what Mishabru is saying. Here he's saying it as what is the Yeshayimim, the Mechaber. Yeshayimim that even though they're life for you now, so this is the Shitas the Mordechai. So with general principles, or Mishabru is saying that therefore the halacha is like the Stam, no problem.
So the Yeshayimim is really going on the previous.
Right. Tafir Shayin Vav, all the way back
there.
Yeah,
why
the split?
Yeah, it's not a special way to learn.
Yeah, no, so that's a Merdek Akashan, and I think the Charitzi is going to address it. But the what's interesting is that the Ramah says v'chein nayagin.
Oh, so he goes like the
Ramah says v'chein nayagin. So like Mishabrua, but the Mishabrua is passing for us. Ashkenaz, he's not.
Maybe he's going. Doesn't look like the Ramah.
Who Mishabrua?
He's not passing like the Ramah.
He's not.
Okay, right.
He's not. That's right. The thing that the Mishabrua is taking on the Ramah. The Ramah says v'chein nayagin, and the Mishabrua is saying not nayagin. We're not like that.
That's unusual.
Yeah, I think so. So look at the Sharatzion. Sharatzion Chaf Aleph. Sharatzion is one of the big secrets of the Mishabrua. Because it has a lot of very good things in it. It's very overlooked a lot. So Chaf Aleph, he sings in Sifkan Chaf Aleph in the Sharatzion. You have it though? Habri Chodesh Vagrav. My Mordechai Miyashav B'doichim. My Mordechai comes and he comes to answer this stira that we have in the Mechaber. Right? The Mishabrua says we have this stira. So what do? It's like the Mishabura, okay, this is she's a Mordechai, it's Yeshayim, and we pass like this time. Not that's a big deal. But my Mordechai didn't like this, maybe because of Rabbi Index Kasha. Why are you splitting it up like that? I mean, one's a Tafir Shayin Vav and one's a Tafir Shayin Zayin. She says, the Das HaMechaber, the Shani Hosam, what's the Mechaber Shita? Over there, Shehu Bim Kaim Yisrael, Veroya HaNeris, the kivon shapater me ikar hamitzvah al yedei shemalikin lo b'seich of b'seich b'veisai vein tzarich lahavik, since he's already yaitza the ikar of the mitzvah v'gam roya neir s'chaveray, and he also sees the neir s'chaveray v'loi b'ilav luke k'dei l'orsim, therefore he does not have to light menorah to see the menorah ein lo l'varach halariya kivon shapater me ikar mitzvah adahainu adlaka. Over there he's talking about it, but they were talking about it in the Yishuv that there's Yisrael there. So even though you are not, even though you were Yoitza, your main mitzvah, your ikr mitzvah about Laka, because somebody lives for you at home, you still see other Neiris. You see a Menaira. So you're right, someone's Yoitza for you at home, but I see other Menairas. But over here, Bram Hacha, Shehu b'makim she'ein sham Yisrael. Here the Mechaber specifically said, Imhu b'makim she'ein by Yisrael. Why is the Mechaber stressing that? If the Mechaber's passing like the Mordechai holds, even if you're in b'makim Yisrael, even if there's a Yidin there, it would still be in Vegas, Brechus, right? Why is the Mechaber saying it's only if you're b'makim then not Yisrael? So it's like the Mordechai, be more Mordechai beautiful. It's not the Shita of the Mordechai. This is the Shita of everyone. This is the Raj and the Ron. This is the same exact Shita in Tavar Chayin Vav. Over there, we're talking about when you're in a yishuv of Yidden. So therefore, you see the menorahs, no problem. Somebody lights for you, you're already yaitz in the mitzvah, now you see menorah, okay, good, everyone's great. Because you have to see menorah. It's not enough for someone to be madlik for you at home. You have to see the menorah. This is Hanukkah. You gotta see the lights. Just, but over here, since there's no Yidden here, so therefore, hacha shu makim shein shem yishuv, and right there is, afal bishav, alikim saich beisai, niko makim, chayv, hu liris haneris. You're mechiv to see the neris. Since you have the light now, because you have to see the neiris, madlikin bebrachas, you have to make a bracha. You make a bracha. Keep it shahukh and sav lahadlik. So because you mechuyev to light. Umitneishle hayabaralei lamechaber svarazu lefika kosmis shem yeshayim. Because it wasn't klar to the mechaber this shita, so therefore he said yeshayim. He's not saying yeshayim to include the shitas in the Mordechai. He's saying Yeshayim because it's not a double bar with him, so he wants to bring it as a Yeshayim. I count the Shayim. So this is a beautiful Taretz. Isn't this a beautiful Taretz? When Sharetz says it's a Daichik. This is the Daichik. But anyway, okay, but this is... either way, we're coming out that Lamais and Mishabrua, we're going like Mishabrua, Mishabrua is saying that, again, it's Kamat, not Negeya, for you to have, to ever make a Berachos Araya. Because even in this case, you know, he says the minig is not to make the bracha. Okay, so that's this. Now let's get a little bit into. I know we're running out of a little bit of time. So let's go back to the first page, and we'll talk about an achsanoi. There's a little bit of interplay between achsanoi and berachos harayah. So it's in the same gemara. It's just before. It's before the two dots. It's the two dots prior to this one, sure. One that we started from. Amar Abzeira. Achsanoi. So an achsanoi is a guest. Chayiv b'ner Chanukah. An achsanoi is chayiv b'ner Chanukah. Amar Reb Zeira. Meireish ki avina beirav mishtatafna berpriti b'hadi yushpizo. When I used to stay by Rav. When he was a bachelor, when he was a bachur, he would stay by Rav. So what would he do? He's away from his home. So I mishtatafna berpriti. I would be mishtatif with a pruta. I would give him a pruta with my host, and he would light menorah, and I would be yitzah that way. Basu din nasivi, after I got married, basu zvi itza, amina, I said, thought to myself, hashta vada letzrichna. Now I for sure do not need to be mishtatif with the pruta, to come manliki ala begav v'isoy, because they're lighting for me at home.
Okay.
Oh, so yeah, so that's yeah, right. Just because you get married doesn't mean you stop going to yeshiva. So they say he left his wife home. He go learn, and he says he would come over for Hanukkah. Not coming over for Hanukkah. Middle of the month.
Maybe just they don't like Ramesh. They might in the dorm.
Well, what?
She wouldn't stay.
No, wait. He stayed by this guy's house. So he's not so nice. So it's okay.
Maybe he was working late at the office.
I think Ramesh says read my door because it's like yours. It's like much more yours than the dining room. The dining room's not yours. It's everyone's. Or your room is your room. No. Yeah, but here, maybe you're a guest, not really, you know, you're someone's, oh, I won't be considered your house. But anyway, so he says, anyway, yeah, so the Mechaber, the Gemara makes clear that if you're married, so you can, your wife can light for you at home and everything's fine. You don't have to worry about lighting. So, we know that there's this linear near Ishu Beisai. Okay.
What?
So ner ishu beisa. The chiyuv to light is ner ishu beisa. That a person in this house. It's a funny way of right. We know it's a funny ner ishu beisa. So you see that from this gemara, it seems like there's this very strong connection to your house. Yeah, the Kanei Yeshua. Kanei Yeshua says over there on the left. The gemara tana rabban mitzvah chanah chanah ner ishu beisa. So ner. The mashma nishan mitzvah zumi shar mitzvah. This mitzvah is different than any of the mitzvahs. Shein chayvus haguf. So regular mitzvahs you have a chiyuv on your guf to do, right? Shai chiyuv akol yochid yochid. The kaim onani mitzvah b'yosim mishluchay. El deshani hacha. Here's different. She'ein hacha ikir mitzvah el b'samach l'shem sharabim. Here the ikir mitzvah is that you should do it near l'shem sharabim. Shehu mishum persum minisa. Mishum kach itilu chayvus mitzvah zu ki ilu yichivus habayis. So he's saying here, how come near Chanukah is a chayvus habayis?
You know what it is.
Yeah, he's saying, I die in Sarachin. I mean, that's why he says ki ilu. Because he doesn't have koyis, but it seems that the Pnei Yeshua also, he's saying that this Inyan, this chiyuv that we have by Chanukah, that it's on the bias, what's the pshat? How come by near Chanukah, every time you have a chiyuv, it's a chiyuv on you? You have to say Shema, you have to put on the tzitzis. Yeah, all these
chiyuv because they wouldn't know what the order of mitzvah like this. Because if you want to say that there's something different, that it has to be a tzarafin at the end, because it's nothing, I mean, it's not clear that why should it be any different than a spam mitzvah.
It's funny because you do find all the mitzvahs that we're going to see. You do find all the mitzvahs like the bias. I'm like, man, like, but he's saying at least by Chanukah, the reason why it's not a chiyuv on each person is the you know, I mean, like Megillah, right? Megillah is not a chiyuv on the house.
He has it's also ki'ilu. What does that mean?
Yeah, I know. It's a funny. It's a funny lashon, but I mean.
There is
not
based
on you.
No.
Right.
It seems very
extreme.
Like this is one thing. So
I'm
trying to.
Because somebody has to. I mean, it is an interesting lesson. I just want to bring out, but you see that he's trying to understand why Chanukah is in the bias as opposed to like every other mitzvah, which okay. So here, so Tysus, you go to the next page. Tysus and Sukkah is going to speak it out a little more clearly about this shita. Tysus is in Sukkah daf mem vav med alf. By Haroya Ner Shel Chanukah Tzavu Kavod. It's all the way in the bottom.
Right.
So Taisa says, right? Haroya Ner Shel Chanukah Tzavu Kavod. So what? So he's bothered. What's this whole inyan of Birchas Haroya in the first place? Where are we getting this Birchas Haroya? He says, B'shar mitzvahs kegoyin alul. You have it?
Mm-hmm.
B'shar mitzvahs kegoyin alul v'sukkah. Lo itakinu levarich l'raya. Right? I see you holding a lulav. I don't make a bracha. I see your sukkah. I make a bracha. Why? El agav Ner Chanukah mishum chavivas hanes. Ner Chanukah is special because Chavivas Hanes. V'gam mishum sheyesh kama b'nei adam she'ein lahem batin ve'ein biyadam l'kayim mitzvah. They don't have a house. People are homeless. So these people that don't have a house, how are they supposed to be yais of the mitzvah? So that's why they're mesak and berchas haraya. Mesak and berchas haraya because you don't have a house. And everybody has a house.
Why is that? Why is that? Chazar is
chavim. Why is
it? Not pesum nisa v'lulav.
So you know, so you want to say the Birchas Haraya because he's saying why don't you say as Pasha as Persuminisa?
Well, Sukkah here, Sukkah you could say there's a name because of the Anane Kavod.
But it's not the Lulav Sukkah.
Right. I understand, but Lulav is there. No, there's no names with Lulav. Sukkah, I could hear maybe the Shtickle.
Yeah, no, you're just saying that you just have Pasha. The reason why Birchas Haraya is because Persuminisa. So especially in Pesimimis, so you have Baikhanak, you don't have anything else. No, yeah, but I'm saying, Taisi doesn't go in there. Taisi says that because we feel bad, we want everyone to be included.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So we have to include everybody. Mm-hmm. So,
that's why it's Pesimimis.
It could be the meaning.
The idea of that everyone has to have like Chanukah, that's only Bebesa, right?
So he's saying that this Chiv is only in your house. Right. Somebody doesn't have a house, you don't have a Chiv. That's why you're Bebesa, right? That's exactly why you're Bebesa, right?
Because
this chiyuv only comes on you if you have a house.
You go to someone else, you should rent, you should pay him to rent space.
Okay, so hold on. let's get it. Okay, so but this, so Taisis, Pnei Yeshua, and then right, so they learn, and this is the other shoots of China that seems that a lot of places can go with, is that the chiyuv is on the house. You have a chiyuv when you're in a house. It's not a chiyuv on an individual. Each individual doesn't have a chiyuv to let them die.
Is it on your house or any house?
Well, we have to have shaykhis with the house. I can't just walk into your house and like, huh? Right. Yeah. So that's what we're going to get there. Right. So we're going to get there. Exactly. That's where we're headed. But we just that's why I wanted to show this. That from the yisrael of the mitzvah is that the chiyuv is on the house, not the chiyuv on the person. It's not an individual chiyuv. If you have a house, then you have a chiyuv to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't have a house, then you don't have a chiyuv. There's no chiyuv to lie. So now take a go back to that run, which is the second page. And the Ron earlier, the paragraph before, Amr Rav Sheshes Aksanoi. Do you see Ira? Yeah? Do you see that? Amr Rav Sheshes Aksanoi. Afa pi she'ein loy bayis. So, we're talking about an Aksanoi. Even though he doesn't have a house, he's still mechuyev in Ner Chanukah. Why? Deloy tema din Ner Chanukah kedin mezuzah. The kol mi she'ein loy bayis patim in a mezuzah. Don't say that Ner Chanukah is like mezuzah, that the chiv's in the house. That if you don't have a house, you're not mechuyev. So the Ran is learning klar that the chiv's not in the house. The chiv's an individual. That's why an achsana has to live in there. If you're an achsana, you have to live in there.
It's better if you send someone to. Let's say you're out of town. You send someone to your house to light.
So that's a shayla. The person talked about. In fact, I think they say from Chazanish. Chazanish says if someone's leaving for Shabbos, you leave for Shabbos Hanukkah. He said you should get somebody to light at your house.
Mm. Would that patter you from lighting?
But then also because there's other shayla on Chazan also talks. What? Would that patter you from lighting? Would that patter you from lighting? Yeah, it could. Yeah, it should.
Yeah, we should
basically. It should, yeah. Yeah, it should. Because if someone's lighting for you at home, that's fine. There's actually a shiloh, actually. There's a shiloh that some say that it only helps if your wife lights for you. There's a sheet that says only if your wife lights for you. But if somebody else in the house, your kids light for you, that's not that you're not
yikes. Even if they're a gedola?
Even if they're gedola. Only your wife.
My Rav says that many people make travel plans for Hanukkah because it's convenience and everything like that. And after the fact, they're like, okay, wait, now how do I light? What do I... He says, it has to be obvious. So you have a chiyuv. You have a chiyuv. Mm-hmm. Okay, now, can we work the travel plans around the
chiyuv? Right. No, right, 100%. So, okay, so what do you see here? So we have a big machlokes here. It seems the Ran with Tosfos, with Tanei Shua, about whether this chiyuv is a chiyuv in the bayis or it's a chiyuv in the person. Machshanoi is chayv in your chanukah. So, and Ramesha seemed to say, right? Ramesha seemed to say that if you don't have a house, so if you don't have a house, then that's where they're Misak and Berchus are right. So what do they do with Achsunai? What does Rishitas do with Achsunai? How do they learn Achsunai? So let's just take a look before we, let's see the Tavir Shai and Zayin, Sifal, which is the halach of Achsunai.
The Gemara up here, it says that,
An Achsonai is Chayiv,
right?
Yeah, that's a Dover Pasha, and that's what Mechab is going to pass in.
If the Gemara says that, then the Poskim are going to have to agree.
Right. Okay. Right. That's why I'm trying to. This was what I was grappling with. So let's just take a look at the Mechab just to get the halacha here. So in Tafir Shayin Zayin Tifal, Achsonai Shei Malikla Bebesai, if you do not have anybody to wife you at home, Tzara Chlos is Pruta Labalabayis, Lishtat Efimai Beshemin Shalner Chanukah. He has to give a pruta to the Baal Bayis to be mishtatef of him with the shemen of the Ner Chanukah. So you see that Achsonai has to give a pruta to be mishtatef unless he has somebody lighting from at home.
What's this business about giving him money?
So what's this business of giving money? So yeah. The pashup shot is...
He doesn't have to pay for the mezuzah.
So the pashup, right, well, the pashup shot is that you're getting a chelik in the shemen. In fact, some shita say that therefore, the Baal Bayis, let's say he puts in exactly enough to last a half hour. So if you want to be mishtatef, you're an achsana, you want to be mishtatef, he should add oil for you. Because that's his oil. His half hour is only for him. You want to be mishtatef, he has to add...
For another half an hour?
So that's, some say that, yeah. Some say yeah, but then some say that what do you have to give a pruta for? You should have to give whatever, however much that costs. Oh. He says just pruta is enough. Anyway, so, but either way, some say that you should add.
You have to pay.
So what's the so partially because you want he wants to get a chiluk in the mitzvah.
He doesn't have to pay him to be yotzei the mitzvah mezuzah.
Right, that he doesn't have to do. Right,
or say any other mitzvah even. Right.
So this is what I'm trying to figure out with Achsanoi, right? So if you learn that it's a chiv in the bias, right? So you're an Achsanoi, you don't have... So why do you mishtat with the pruta? Because no one's at home to like you, right?
It's not even your chiv. It's not your house.
Right. So if you have a house, someone's lighting for you.
Yeah.
Now you're out of your house.
You see the chiv in the bias.
You're out of your house, you're visiting somewhere. So now, so what, are you mechuyev or not mechuyev?
No.
if you're learning like the Rishayim and it seems like our Maisha is going that it's the chiv in the house, so then you don't have a house. So then you have a chiv of Bechus Araya. What are they mishtat of a pruta for?
I would think for the house you should be or something, no? Rent space in the house.
Okay, yeah, I mean that's okay. That's if you want to get out of this. But so Marshak, if you're mechuyev, so then what's this whole din v'achsanoi? If you're mechuyev, so then you're like anybody else in the house that's mechuyev. So you want to do mahajim and mahajim, so then you light. So what's this whole business being mashat of the pruta? If you're considered b'nei beisai, and the mishmur speaks out here, that unless you're there b'kvias, then you're not considered b'nei beisai. So if you're not b'nei beisai, so what are you playing games? I give you a pruta, that's not part of your mitzvah. Why am I part of your mitzvah? I'm not mechuyev. Can I give? I'm not mechuyev in the mitzvah.
If you have Shem, you shouldn't light himself. If you're not Shem,
right? According to our Moshe, even if you have your travel menorah with you, you're not mechuyev. If you don't have a house, I'm saying our Moshe's not arguing with this din. This is the halacha. You have to light.
In his house.
So you have to be mishatav brutus. What's this Indian being mishatav brutus? I did see that some. I think it was a big chiddush, but some person would say that they don't know the Indian of being mishat of the pruta is because now that's considered your house now. Because now this is the kfiyas of my house. But I mean, it's chayetz apala. How is this the kfiyas of my house? I'm here for one day. I'm traveling. You were nice enough to open up your house to me, and I can eat with you for one day, whatever. Now you can light menorah. So what's this? If I'm like b'nei beisai, so then okay. So I don't. There's no special halach maksamai. It's not a special halacha. It's that you're like anybody else in the house. That you want to do mahadran, mahadran. Okay, whatever whatever you choose.
But you
should be yotzei neir shebeisai.
You shouldn't be mechuyev.
If you're
all the children and the wife and have mechuyev in neir
Hanukkah. As long as the baal bais is like
the baal bais says the chiyuv. Right. Nobody else says the chiyuv.
Unless you want to do mahadran or mahadran. Exactly. But if it's a chiyuv in you, like the Rans already, I understand very good. You have a chiyuv to light menorah because it's not a chiyuv in the bais; it's a chiyuv in you. So that's why it makes sense. You have to mishatav the brother. Or maybe the reason why it's saying the mishatav the brother is because if you don't want to spend all that money to buy a whole menorah and light all the menorahs and everything, so this is a way that you can be yotzei your mitzvah. Okay, I hear. But if you say it's the whole chiyuv is the chiyuv in the house. So I don't know where to go with this. Like what's the pshat with Avishai? What's pshat with Ramesha? Ramesha says you have birchas araya. Okay, so if I have birchas araya, so then what's this whole business of achsanai? If you have a chiyuv achsanai, then I don't need to come out to birchas araya. So that's it. I mean that's where I am.
That's it.
But we see okay. But this is the halacha. This is the halacha that if you're not smart, you should be mishat the pruta unless you have someone lying to you alone.